exclusively on Radio Free Brooklyn.
You have 17 voice messages. First voice message.
What's going on, dude? You son of a bitch.
You can't stop it.
I gotta say that today.
End of message.
I got a big plan. Big idea, bro. Big idea.
Message erased. Next message.
We're still here.
Enjoy it. It's ODG, Occupy Dave and Giggles.
End of message. Next message.
Seriously, guys, Fort.
You know we do a radio show, right?
I just want to say that we never claim to be a comedy show. We just entertain.
You son of a bitch. I'm freaking out. Freaking out. You look so good right now.
Give me a chance you want to leave.
Dave and Giggles.
Dave and Giggles.
Really big.
Message erased.
Gather round, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming, or you'll sink like a stone. Oh, the times, they are changing. Come writers and critics who prophesize with your pen, keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. Don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin, and there's no telling who that isn't naming. Oh, the loser now will be later to win. Oh, the times they are. Oh, the sun set your windows and right on your walls. Oh, the times they are changing. Throughout the land, don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your whole road is rapidly aging. Please get out. You can't learn the hell, all your times, they are changing. Drawn and the curse it is cast. The slow one now will later be found. Is the present now will later be passed. The order is rapidly fading. The first one now we live. times, they are unchanging. Off to war, to fight on a foreign shore. His mama sure was proud of him. He stood so straight and tall in his uniform and all. His mama's face broke out into a grin. Oh, son, you look so fine. I'm glad you're a son of mine. Make me proud to know you weren't a gun. Do what the captain says. Light the medals you will get. We'll put them on the wall when you get home. That old train pulled out, town's mom began to shout, standing everybody in the neighborhood. That's my son is about to go, he's a soldier now you know. She made well sure her neighbors understood. She got a letter once in a while, her face broke into a smile. She showed him to the people from next door. They bragged about her son with his uniform and gun in this thing she called a good old-fashioned war. Then the letters ceased to come. For a long time they did not come. Ceased to come for about 10 months or more. And when the letter finally came, saying go down and meet the train, your son is coming back from the war. She smiled and she went right down. She looked up and all around. She did not see her soldier son inside. When all the people passed, she saw her son at last. When she did, she could not believe her eyes. Oh, his face was all shot off, and his hands were blown away. And he wore a metal brace around his waist. He whispered kind of slow, in a voice she didn't know. And she couldn't even recognize his face.
What's happening over there? Can you hear me? Yeah?
Yeah.
You feeling good?
Yeah, I'm feeling right. Feeling good?
Yeah? Why are you wearing sunglasses?
My persona, bro.
It's your persona.
My persona. I'm a rebel.
You're a rebel without a cause, my friend. All right, we are the Dave and Giggles Show. We're just going to leave Bob Dylan happening in the background for now because who knows when things are just going to fail. I am Dave. Giggles is there somewhere in Colorado. He's a little low today.
Colorado.
We also have a guest in here. A shadower because I think tomorrow starts season 4.
Yeah.
And tomorrow, when's your show start?
So, first of all, my name's Christine.
I didn't say Christine. I thought I did it. I'm going to say I'm sick. So, forgive me if I say anything stupid, but we have Christine in the studio, and she's a new show, and she's following us around, and I'm trying to teach her bad habits.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that's what I'm doing here. So, tell us about your show, because
yeah, sure.
We want to know.
Sure. So, I'm also sick, y'all, so forgive me.
This is a sick room.
The sneezing and coughing that is to come. But I'm Christine, and I host the Badass Lady Folk of Brooklyn starting season 4. It's going to run on Saturdays 2 to 3. And every week, my co-hosts, I'll probably have a round of different co-hosts, we will be interviewing a different woman in Brooklyn every single week who's doing something exciting at the community level. So they can be anything. They can be artists, they can be teachers, they can be social workers, but they're doing something amazing for the community. And
that's fun.
Just being awesome.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Do you have anybody? When's your first show start? What day?
The first day is Saturday.
Saturday.
It's Saturday.
So every Saturday it runs?
Yeah, yeah.
Cool. So who do you have anyone lined up for the first show?
Yeah, our first person is going to be Melissa Gurney Hunter, and she's based in Greenpoint. She runs this gallery space.
Sounds important.
Yeah, yeah.
Three names are always important.
she's the most down to earth. Chill person, though.
Good. So she runs a gallery. You're going to talk to her about, like, gallery stuff.
Yeah, and so what's awesome about her gallery is that it's not snobby. It's not pretentious. It's really for the people. So she shows all kinds of artists.
Cool.
And working in all kinds of mediums. And, yeah, she's a sweetheart and a badass.
Cool. So and badasses, that's, like, the idea.
Yeah.
Just a bunch of badasses.
Yeah.
Well, we'll never be on that show. So.
No.
No.
So there's no dudes.
There's no dudes.
No dudes.
No dudes allowed.
No, no boys.
No boys. No boys anywhere.
No
near.
Boys club.
So this week sucked.
Saturdays.
This week.
Yeah,
right?
Saturdays.
That's
yep.
Your show.
Yep, yep.
This week sucked, huh? Right. This week was a pretty big slap in the face.
Yeah.
It was a weird week.
It was a weird week.
Weird week.
I think one thing, I watched some of Saturday Night Live last night. Did anybody watch Saturday Night Live?
Nah.
So Dave Chappelle was on, and I didn't watch all of it, but it started out with Kate McKenna doing Hillary again, and she sang Hallelujah by Leonard Cohen, and that was a cold open. And then at the end, she said, I'm not going to lose hope, so you don't lose hope. Very, very strong. Very, very good start of the open. And then Dave Chappelle came out and was just pretty much like the whole show was just like, I told you guys, like white people always win. I don't understand. And like it kind of put it in perspective that white people are just fucking crazy and there's nothing we can do about it. So let's move on. It's really pathetic. It's a really terrible state of affairs we're in. Last week I said on there, I don't want to talk about political stuff going forward anymore because we talked about it for so long. And here I am talking about it again. It just breaks my heart. What's going on over there? I need to get away from this. Give me something else.
Listen, we're going to do something good. We're going to give Pete Pigeon money for his teeth.
All right.
That's going to be my goal lately, of late, is to raise money for that. So I was thinking of ways like how we could make money for Pete. To pay for his teeth. Because he had four root canals.
He did have four root canals. Where is he? Tell him to call in.
I don't have his number.
Oh, Jesus.
He produced
it. He called a couple weeks ago. But, so tell us about Pete.
Yeah. He's just a musician. I met him in the back of a van with... I didn't meet him in the back of the... Yeah, I did meet him in the back of the van with
God.
John
Sounds
Shannon.
A little weird, right?
In Colorado at this show. We went to hang out. And I did a little interview with them. And Pete was in the back, and I was like, Pete, if you ever want to come on the show, he's like, yeah, of course. And so Pete and I did a show in his loft apartment. And then
that was on our old show before we started the Radio Free Brooklyn. Yeah, and then he came on. He called up once or twice. And Pete's a good dude, great guitarist, great musician. And apparently he had a lot of bad teeth problems. So he started a GoFundMe page? What was it?
Yeah, it's Pete Pigeon's Dental Disaster Fund, I think, if you Google it. So
poor guy.
Poor guy. But we're gonna get him the money for his teeth. I think we can do it. I think we've, you know.
So where do people go to help?
We've done less.
We've done less. You know? That's true.
We've done a lot less. So
where do people go to donate money for him?
I don't know the website. I'm gonna look it up.
This is really great producing. You're doing really great over there. Just showing this Christine how not to do
Dave's
a show.
How not to do
learning
a show.
Learning so much.
Let's run you through some... What are some audio disasters we've had in the past?
We've had a lot of audio disasters.
Ooh.
We've had a lot of audio disasters. I mean, even on this, doing this here, there's been so many times where it's just like you drop out and I'm sitting here left alone, just kind of hanging out and talking to myself. Or like someone came to the door because we had a guest coming in and I told you to just talk for a minute, and when I came back, I found out that you didn't say a word for that entire minute that I was gone.
Just froze.
You just froze. Dead air is the worst.
We had the show where the power went out.
Oh yeah, that was good.
Landlord had to come in. That was a good show.
That was a good show. I think one show that you weren't here, that like the second or third show that I did, the phone just started ringing, but the phones weren't hooked up yet. So they just were ringing, and there was nothing I can do. So, like, I had to stop the show because it was impossible to do a show while a phone was constantly ringing. That was really annoying, knowing that people wanted to call and talk to us, but they couldn't, and it was disrupting the show. That was really good.
So if you are just tuning in, this is the Dave and Giggles Radio Hour. We've got a special guest, Christine, who's got a show on Saturdays from 2 to 3. It's called Badass Lady Folk.
Yes, because I want to have the reason why I'm saying folk and not just ladies is because I want to open it up to trans people too, and I want to make them feel welcome.
Make them feel welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Lady Folk.
Yep.
Lady. I like it. See, for
how
a minute.
Do you feel,
go ahead. What?
How do you feel, Christine, as a lady now? Is there
as a lady? Now,
as a lady.
I personally am fine with it. But I'm also fine with chivalry. That's a whole other conversation.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean,
but I'm a feminist.
Did it feel to you as a woman that it was just like another thing that just slapped a woman in the face? Where it's like, obviously she's a woman. That's why people aren't freaking voting for her. Did you feel
that?
Oh,
with Hillary? Yeah, definitely. It just seemed like, and so many women can relate. So many people of color can relate. So many working class people can relate. Like, if you have worked your buns off and you
are. For 30 years.
Yeah. And you're super qualified. You're obviously intelligent. You have leadership qualities, blah, blah, blah. Just to
and then
to
some
lose
dude,
to this loser,
to a loser who's never had like any experience in this at all.
Oh yeah,
dude,
yeah.
Who's never had experience in this at all.
A failed businessman with no political resume.
It's oh so sad.
The worst possible choice.
The worst possible
choice.
Yeah,
and it's
the idiot brigade. I almost feel like it's a sad joke because I try to imagine them doing their jobs. Like I'm trying to imagine them at. You know, dinners and press conferences.
Holding their own.
Holding their own.
Right.
You know?
They're just a bunch of children really, who are just going to be sitting there, like, dwindling off. It's just so sad. And did you see today? So he made two announcements, both shocking. The people that he's going to put as his chief of staff is Priebus, I think that was his name, who is a lifetime Republican. So a guy who came in and said he's going to shake up the whole system, just put into the chief of staff someone who's been there the entire time.
Yeah.
Then he put in Brennan, I believe his name is, who's from Breitbart, who is a known like KKK lover, who's like and who has been like recorded saying, I don't want my girls going to that school because Jewish people go to that school.
Stop it.
Yeah.
No.
So the people that he's putting in charge of things are so horrible. And not only so horrible, but in the system. The system that he told everyone that he was going to shake up and not
the
people to shake up the establishment. Not put people in who are the establishment. It just gives me a headache. The other thing that really bothers me, it hasn't been set in stone yet, but they're talking about putting Sarah Palin as Secretary of Interior.
Yeah.
Which blows my mind. The girl who goes out and just says, drill baby drill, is the woman he wants to be in charge of the land of America.
They should make her Secretary of Defense. Just a really, really job. Like any job is really, she's just not qualified for it.
None of these people are qualified for any of these jobs.
Yeah.
You know, here's what I was saying to some people tonight. I was like, we can talk about this. And I guess that's the therapy now, is just being able to be like, why do they do this? And we can actually, you know, I don't know, dissent. I mean, can you just say like, this is ridiculous.
It is.
Like, this is embarrassing.
It is.
It's a shame.
It is. It's a travesty. Yeah. It's an American tragedy. And the thing is, like, a lot of people are like, why are people out in the street protesting? I mean, isn't it obvious? I just don't understand.
Why are you asking that question?
Why are you asking that question? So I've been talking to Rath about it a lot, like some guy we have on our show a bunch.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've come up with a plan that I think I'm going to do. I think I'm going to take a few months off, kind of follow the Sarah plan, and drive across country and make a documentary called Why? And just ask everyone I see who they voted for and why. Because I don't have an answer. I legitimately don't have an answer as to why we elected this man. I just don't get it.
It was the wrench in the gears. It was the FU. It was like, this is what we can do.
Yeah.
You know, somebody said the silent majority. They silent were just majority. Kinda like creeping.
Creeping around.
People weren't, you know, broadcasting that they're voting for Trump. Not everybody you know. It's right. Like the people that say, well, hey, this is my private moment where I can say, you know.
Then I can press this button to say fuck you to the entire world.
Ugh.
Yeah, it's really bad. I was talking to a guy who calls who's a fan of Trump. Oh, God, I've known him for a long time, and like he's a good guy, but he's so wrong about this issue.
Yeah.
Regardless. I'm not gonna go down that road. But his thing was and apparently I was talking to other people who said that this is something that's been going around, like the whole Republican, you know, like media and like the ideology of the whole thing, that his followers didn't take him literally but took him seriously, while the Democrats and us normal living people took him literally but didn't take him seriously.
Interesting. Everybody's got a quote. I love like now like, the writing starts. Everybody's like, all right, I got a piece that's gonna make America feel great. You know,
it's not all over.
It's not all over. But no. I mean, the idea of like not taking him literally on the horrible things he said. I mean, what would we? It just makes
it's
me
just
so mad.
It's just not acceptable.
It's not acceptable. Yeah. It's not acceptable.
It's mind-boggling. It's mind-boggling.
It's mind-boggling.
It's yeah.
I don't know what's happening with your audio, but it's really making me mad.
Sorry, dude.
Not as mad as Trump is not making you.
I know,
but
he makes me mad.
Yeah, we're about to get dinged.
Start
the thought police. You know, anybody who said anything about him, he's always like throwing a suit at him.
Yeah,
you know.
I know.
So, you know, they took away his Twitter campaign or his Twitter handle. They're like, all right, you can't stop. You can't do this. You're gonna ruin it for
You're
us.
You're gonna ruin it.
You know.
You're gonna ruin it.
The idiot brigade's in power, man. I just imagine like Christie. You know that dude shutting down a bridge just because he was pissed off.
Just because he was mad.
He's just mad. He's just storming. You know, just pissed off. He's like, oh, you know.
Yeah, I
shut down a bridge.
I just don't get it. I just
what
don't.
A dick.
What a dick.
Just don't be a dick. That's kind of like my MO in life. Is just
don't be a dick.
A dick.
I know. And we're gonna have a good 4 years of just someone being a total dick to everybody. It's gonna be interesting. But the one thing, like, I feel like it's gonna come out of it is that. It's just so maddening. But like the whole idea of like you think about a rebellion, you think about like this troop of people coming together to be like this rebellious feat. You don't picture like the wrong side being the rebellion, but they were. Yeah. They were the rebellion against the system where they just didn't care. That's why I really truly believe that no matter who ran against him was going to lose. I do think that if Bernie ran against him, he would have lost. I don't think that anybody would have beat him because this was a rebellion that they wanted to have happen. And there was just nothing anybody could have said. He couldn't have said anything worse, and they wouldn't have voted for him. Yeah, I know. I know your mic is – Deb says your mic is low. I know. I turned it up, but then you're stuck crackling, so I don't know what's happening.
Oh, God. Well, this is a good show for Christine to shadow.
I know. Just an angry show. Just an angry show.
Run her through some stuff. Have Deb call in. Hey, listen, if you do want to call in. And,
call in.
718-928-9732.
Say it one more time. It's a little slower.
718-928-9732.
Nice. Very nice.
Yeah. Sounds good.
I got a text from my mom today. This is pretty good. Let's see if
I can find
it. You gotta
delete your voicemails.
Are they full again?
Yeah, they're full.
They do that.
Full.
So my mom sent me a text. She said, "Hey, I am no longer an Uber virgin. I used one in Boston this weekend. How do you like that? Your mom's cool. The next thing you know, I'm going to be using Instagram and Snapchat."
Aww.
And I told her, I was like, "I don't even use Snapchat. So if you use that, you're one game ahead of me." So
yeah, I can't do the Snapchat, man.
No.
Wait, where'd she go?
She was in Boston.
No, but like to Boston?
She was in Boston. Her boyfriend did one of those Fenway Tough Mudder things. So he was doing the Tough Mudder, and they were going out to dinner or whatever, and they were using Ubers all over town, and she was so excited about using an Uber. Uber, she was so excited about it that she had to text me to tell me she was very excited about that's using
adorable.
An Uber. Yeah, that's kind of my mom.
They're pretty great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ubers.
Yeah.
So last week,
great people.
I told you I went up for my niece's 13th birthday. I don't think I talked about this last week. If I did, you could stop me, whatever. But we were sitting there, and my niece said, "Did I say this last week? If I did, whatever. I'll just say it again." My niece wanted dinner to be Mexican food, like tacos and burritos and stuff. And when I asked her, "Why do you want Mexican food?" she said, "Well, because when Trump is president, we're just not going to be able to eat Mexican food anymore." This came from a 13-year-old. I was so proud of her. It was amazing. But I, as soon as that happened, like, there's a mixed bag. Like, when you're around family, there's a mixed bag. There's some people who are going to be like, "Listen, let's not talk politics." Probably Trump supporters, or just like a Republican in general. And like one guy I know who's in the military was there. My sister's best friend's husband. He was like, "Stop. Nobody talks about politics here," and just like shut it down. And I was like, "I don't care like what your beliefs are, but that is a good joke. Like, that is a good joke coming from a 13-year-old. Yeah. Amazing." But yeah, I mean, that's the tone going around. Nobody wants to be sided on one side or the other. And if they do, they get angry about it. No one wants to be pigeonholed.
Somebody was saying some teachers are having a tough time with their kids because they're, you know, you have a lot of races in these classrooms. You know, it's a mix.
Yeah.
And these kids have just been hearing this. Like, the dude started his campaign basically on like hate and fear, you know, like no ideas, you know. And that's kind of the interesting, I think, the, I don't want to say the light at the end of the tunnel, but it's like, all right, so you guys have control of the houses and the, you know, the Senate and the legislative branch or whatever, the executive branch. So
the
do
whole
it,
thing.
You know, do stuff.
Everything.
But don't, you know, oh God, don't.
Don't fuck it up. Don't fuck it up.
Don't deport people. Like, he's going to deport 3 million people.
3 million
really
people.
Say that today?
That's going to fuck the economy so bad.
Yeah.
I don't think people understand how bad this is going to be. Ugh.
He's just a bully, dude.
He's just a bully.
He's just a bully.
The one thing I really enjoyed this week, enjoyed is the wrong word, but took notice of, I have a lot of, I mean, I'm an older guy, 38 years old in a couple months. But I have a lot of friends who have kids. Giggles has kids. And the amount of people saying, "I don't know what to tell my kids," was amazingly astounding. Like, I couldn't believe how many people were like, "I have to tell my kid. Does anybody have any, like, advice on how to tell?" It was crazy. Like, how do you tell someone that bad guys win? And, like, the bully wins sometimes.
We need Deb to call in. This is why we need our therapist, Deb.
Deb, call in.
718-928-9732. Come on.
She's probably
high. 30 minutes.
She's probably
high. We need some, like, comfort.
We need some comfort.
Something to look
forward to.
Sucks to
be sick during this whole thing, too.
I know. It's winter, too.
It's winter.
Yeah.
It's cold.
It's cold.
You know? Oh, God. I just, like, you know Trump's going to run naked through the White House.
No, he's just going to rub his dick on stuff.
Yeah. Sloppy and just
put
rub
his balls on
everything.
I think any guy would. Let's just get that out of the way. But who's this? Is this Deb? Hello?
Hello.
Hey, Deb.
What's up, Deb?
You're outing me on the radio?
No, I don't out anybody on the radio.
All
right. Do you think people listen to this show? That's your first problem.
That's true.
What's happening, Deb? Deb, we got Christine. Say hi to Christine. She's here shadowing. She's starting her own show soon.
Hi. Hi, how are you?
Hi, Mike.
Hey, Deb.
Oh, there you are.
He's there. All right, Deb, what's going on in Jersey? Like, what's the overall happening in Jersey?
Same thing that's happening everywhere. It's been this week in my office was just everyone with their head in their hands.
So Deb is a sex therapist, legitimate, legalized sex therapist. So like, what were people coming in and talking about? Was it like solely depression based on these politics, or was it?
No, it was a lot of fear, actually.
A lot of fear, but it wasn't like problems as usual. It was straight up fear from what happened.
Absolutely, no one was talking about anything other than, oh my God. Oh my God, oh my God. Like, just story after story of how they found. It was like, you know, the Kennedy assassination.
That's what I was saying, too. But maybe, Deb, maybe this is a godsend. Maybe it's distracting us from all of our real problems, every day-to-day life problems, our sexual problems, our inadequate problems.
Oh my God.
And focusing on him. Maybe he is the answer.
Well, he's not very sexy, so I can't, you know.
No.
This is going to kill people's sex drives. Don't you? Like, what do you think about that? Are people going to want to have sex anytime soon? Like, it's just so depressing.
Well, I think people are going to have a bigger span of time between when they watch him and then have sex.
I will admit that I haven't had sex since that happened, but I have not been able to watch him since he won. Like, I know he's done some things and talked, like, publicly. I have not been able to watch him, and I also have not had sex since he won.
Is there a correlation?
There might be. I don't know. There might be. I don't know, Deb. Maybe I have to come to your couch.
Wait, have you not had any sex or sex with another person?
Oh, sex with another person, obviously. Okay. Come on.
Okay, listen, if nothing was working, then we'd have a correlation.
That would be a problem.
Deb's good. She's good.
She's good in the hot seat.
Gets it out of you, you know?
I know.
Can we take any...
What?
Can we take any other callers?
She's got to hang up, I think. They only have a one caller minimum, maximum here.
Is someone calling in?
Nobody's calling us. If they call, I'll just hang up and we'll answer, and then you can call back. But Deb, the other thing I found interesting, I was going through Jersey and finding out like who voted what, who voted red, who voted blue. Southern Jersey was entirely red.
Absolutely, and Western Jersey.
Except for one place, Deb. One place that knows so well the problems of Trump. And that place was a little place called Atlantic City. They voted blue as shit because they know that he's a fucking con man. They've been there, Deb.
Well, they voted no on the casino.
I know. Wait, was somebody calling us? Who's calling us? Giggles, what's going on over there? Why are you not answering me? You're frozen up? He's frozen up. I don't know, Deb. So... what do we do, Deb? How do we get past this?
Close your eyes and get through the next 4 years.
That's your answer?
I don't know. I really don't think... I'm hoping it's not going to be as bad as everyone fears. I'm bracing for it, but I'll make more money.
It's true.
People will be in my office.
True. The thing is that, like, what is it? You can't cut off the nose in spite of the face. So we have to wish the guy well. We hope he does well, because if we don't, then we're just saying, I hope America crashes into the ocean. So where are we to go? We have to say, well, I hope he does okay. I hope he at least doesn't crash the whole system. So, I mean, that's all we have. I don't know what else to say, Deb.
I said all along, I don't mind. I wouldn't mind if he won, but I wouldn't want him to talk to anyone outside the White House.
So I also did come up with a new show idea that I'm pushing around, and this is patent pending to anybody out there. It's going to be called White House Arrested, and it's going to be him He can't leave the White House. Totally. He's got an ankle around his leg, and he can't leave the White House. And it's just like a kind of like Arrested Development show, but with him and Melania and Barron and all his family, just up to a bunch of hijinks. He'll have like a bunch of like sayings that he does, where everybody claps when he says them. Like, she's such a nasty woman, and then everyone starts clapping and going nuts. I think it would be a good show.
I have a better show following Melania around.
Poor like, Melania.
Where's my gold toilet?
Melania.
Like, she's slumming now, this poor woman.
I know. She went to
like
the penthouses.
Wherever she came from.
I know. And now she has to live in D.C.
This is work. This is work. It's going to be, I mean, it's 4 years of work and stress. It should be.
Exactly.
You know,
like, I know.
You have things, and she has
oh,
to
oh, God,
use,
it's
like,
not going
to
be comfortable.
Toilets.
Yeah. It's going to be rough. She's going to have to be working, yeah, constantly. There was a couple good memes going around, which memes are really, really popular right now. They're really good right now. The
if
Joe Biden
big.
Memes are yeah, so good.
I love those.
They're so good. But there was one I saw of Melania where she was just standing there looking really dumbfounded, and she was like, I just wanted a sugar daddy. How did I end up being the first lady? This is terrible.
I like the one when Biden says, why don't you leave your Kenyan birth certificate in
your drawer
next to the bed?
So good. The Joe Biden ones are just so good. My favorite one is where he's sitting there and he's holding a football, I think, and he's saying, all right, when he comes in, you duck and I'll punch him in the face and then we'll run, or something along those lines. It's just so good. Biden is the best. I'm going to miss Jumpin' Joe. So what are you telling your people? Like, are you giving them any like advice, or are you just trying to steer it back?
We're helping each other because I'm in the same boat as they are. I don't know. Everyone was saying Wednesday felt not, and I understand it's not the same thing, and no one got killed, but everyone felt like it was 9/11.
It's true.
Yes. Yes.
But it's really well. It was 11/9. That's the interesting thing about it.
Well, yeah.
But the really weird thing is like, I don't know how often you get to go out of, like, your town. Like, if you go anywhere past, like, a very concentrated amount of people, you're in Trump town. You know, like, anywhere you go, it's crazy. And I'm sure they felt the same thing about any time they come close to the city, they see Hillary stuff. So it's like we're so divided. And we just don't understand the other side. We don't understand them. And they don't understand us. The interesting thing that came out today, and I'm getting all hot and bothered. I'm going to try to calm myself down. But the interesting thing that came out today or yesterday was New York said, the governor said, we're going to be a safe haven for people who are having issues. So like gay people or minorities or whatever it's going to be. At what point, so say Donald Trump's going after someone that he deems deplorable and should be kicked out of the country, and they come to New York and New York takes them under their wing and they don't let Trump do anything to them. So at what point do we say we are now going to secede your idea, your ideology, and you nothing you can say can affect what we're going to do in our city? Because we're in a bubble. New York is in a bubble. We don't really get affected too much by what he says or does because we live in New York City. So, but at what point do the things that he puts into effect that New York disagrees with, like, wholeheartedly, and we just stop abiding by that? Because he already said.
But the biggest thing he's, in my opinion, is the environment, and, you know, we can't escape that.
Yeah, no, totally. You're 100% right, and that is the scariest thing. I do think that he's going to back down from that. And I've already read a couple articles that said he is going to – I think he's going to put someone in charge who doesn't believe in climate, but I think he does believe in climate. He just said it to get elected. I really, truly believe that a lot of the things he said was just to get elected. And a lot of the things he's doing now is contradictory to the things that he was saying to get elected. And it's just obviously – I don't know how long it's going to take before middle America goes, wow, we really did get conned. Because we believed the things that he was saying, and now he's not doing any of them. It's just crazy to me. I saw the I'm on a rant today. I am on a rant today.
I've been
ramping this up in my head all week, and I just couldn't wait for today, honestly. But I watched a little bit of the Michael Moore documentary, and he had it. He was just like, he's going to win. But he talked about one story he talked about was how he went to one of the Detroit car manufacturers, and he was there when Michael Moore, or when Donald Trump was there. And Donald Trump said, I'm going to bring jobs back here, and they're talking about moving this plant to Mexico. If they move this plant to Mexico, I will invoke a tariff if I'm president so that they won't be able to sell back to America. And that drove everyone in that plant wild. Everybody fucking loved this idea. And it's not a bad idea. Like, the idea of, like, homegrown, we should be selling stuff that we make, blah, blah, blah. But the idea, the problem is that he's selling an idea, selling these jobs, the idea of giving these jobs back that do not exist anymore. They just don't exist anymore.
Yeah,
and
automation.
He knows that.
They're
right.
Yeah.
And he knows that, but he's still selling this idea. We're in for a heap of trouble, Deb. What are we going to do about this, Deb?
I'm a sex therapist. I can't help you.
There you go. All right, I'm going to come over.
God.
That was like a fourth.
What happened?
Get that transcribed.
You want to get that transcribed?
Your rant.
It was a long rant. All right, I'll back off. What do you guys want to talk
about?
What do you guys want to talk about?
Note. Just careful with your rants.
All right, noted.
Noted. Just don't get angry.
Hard.
So angry. It's hard
so
not
hard.
To. So hard not to. But you got to give the guy a chance. You know, enough people believe in him. You got to give him a chance. Don't cut off the nose despite the face. That's where I'll leave it because I can't talk about it anymore. I'm going to get my blood pressure all boiled up. All right, what else do we got? What else are we doing? Deb, what's going on?
Nothing. Looked at colleges with Jessica this week.
Where's she going to go?
We looked at Muhlenberg.
Where's that?
That's in Pennsylvania. Allentown
country.
Or something.
She wants to go out in the middle of nowhere?
No, it's in Allentown.
Allentown. Didn't Billy Joel sing a song about Allentown?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why she likes it.
Because of Billy Joel?
No, I'm kidding.
That's good. Because you guys are Bruce Springsteen fans. Come on, you're from Jersey. You're not Long Islanders. Did you see Billy or Bruce Springsteen, his bike broke down and got picked up by a bunch of bikers? And they didn't know it was him? It was pretty good. It was pretty good. Good old Bruce.
Good old Bruce.
Good old Bruce. All right, what's happening over there, Mike?
Well, I'm just listening. I hear it sounds callers.
Huh?
So
you want to hang up on Deb and tell him to call up?
All right, I'm hanging
maybe,
up.
All right, maybe.
Love you guys.
Gone.
Bye.
Bye, Deb.
Bye, Deb. Thanks. We had to break it up a little bit.
You had to break it up a little bit.
There was a opportunity thing with us is like you get one, you know, we get one caller, you know, Christine, take note. If somebody else is calling, that might be a better option. Just, you know,
hang up on the person you're talking
to. The other person. Yeah.
Ditch him.
Bye.
Bye. Well, yeah, that is true. You know, you don't keep someone around too long. And then when you say, hey, what do you got? And they say, ah, nothing. That's when you know to hang up on them.
Yeah.
So someone was calling. Call back. 718. What's the number?
718.
Yeah.
9.
You're breaking up.
3.
That's why I wanted you to talk to see if you weren't breaking up. Try it again.
Jeez. 718.
Yeah.
928.
Yeah.
9732.
9732. 718. 928. 9732. I got it. All right. So, Christine. What are you going to talk about on your first show on Saturday? Do you have it set up to pre-record day yet?
Yeah. We still have to finalize. I'm going to be in Arizona, so I have to do a Skype interview.
Oh, yes. We talked about this.
Yeah, I was telling you before the show. So we are either going to do it on Wednesday or Thursday, and then it's going to run Saturday.
Before you leave or when you're in Arizona?
When I'm in Arizona.
Oof.
Yeah.
So you're going to do it from Arizona?
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah.
That's going to be rough. Do you have what are you going to use for a microphone? Are you just going to use your computer?
I have my computer, but I also have the Yeti. Yeti mic.
That's a good little mic.
Yeah.
So, do you have, where are you going to have her set up?
That's what I need to talk to her about. Yeah.
Because you want it as good as possible.
Tomorrow's our talking day.
Totally. Yeah. See if she can get your hands on a mic. I mean, she works at some kind of studio. She probably could. But if she can't, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
That's a tough one. She could always come in here, but that might be a little weird.
She'll be by herself.
She'll be by herself.
In the studio, yeah.
So
I'd say good internet. That's always the best place for an interview.
It's very true.
This is unsolicited advice from Dave and Giggles.
Unsolicited and probably bad advice. So don't take us too literally, but take us seriously. That's the problem.
No, you know what I did on Wednesday? I signed up to volunteer. I went to the food pantry in my neighborhood. I'm over in Bed-Stuy in Brooklyn. And I said, you know, there's not very much that I can do, but my friends and I can still sign petitions and we can still do community service and we can still try and have some hope.
Yeah.
Even when we're crying inside.
We're sitting there just crying inside. It's very true. The one thing I would suggest to do is to get a subscription to like New York Times.
Yeah.
Or like a subscription to some kind of newspaper that you believe in, that you read, because he just wants them all to die.
Yeah.
He doesn't want any. The other thing that he did was in his first meeting with Obama, he didn't tell the press where he was going, which is a big no-no.
Yeah.
And he didn't want any photographers following him. So all those photographers that were in there, those were Obama's photographers. None of his. He didn't want any photographer following him. So I think we're going to have like 4 years of secretive, like almost like, you know, Burns-esque weird shit
so
happening.
Spooky.
Yeah.
Ew.
It's going to be weird. But as I was saying earlier, I think I got cut off. I do think that under weird regimes like this, Deb said, so glad I hung up for all those callers. I do think.
We had two.
I know.
She was on.
I know. Ugh. They'll call back.
And you were rambling.
They were probably calling to yell at me. Whichever. But the one thing I do think that is when we have regimes like this, art really takes a forefront,
mm-hmm.
and people really like this. There's probably going to be a lot more of us out there, getting out there, doing our thing, and hopefully we can have like a late '60s, early '70s revival of like really good music and really good art. And because I don't think we really have too much of that right now, let's get back into that. That's my rant, because I could keep going and going. We're going to get dinged. All right, what else do we got? Let's do something other than politics.
Okay, could I ask a question?
Yes.
All right, so you talked about your niece before.
Talked about my niece.
And you said she's 13?
13.
Right? So, and she had a birthday party?
She had a birthday party.
This was a family party or her friends were there?
It was a mixture.
Okay, so what is that? I'm still, so I don't have kids. I'm 28. I'm married. I don't have kids yet. I want kids one day.
One
eventually. Teenagers scare me because everyone tells me teenagers are supposed to scare you.
Yes.
So what is it? Well, you're probably cool. She probably loves you.
She does. I've told this story before, but this summer we took her down to Disney World. We went to go visit my grandma down in Florida, and we went to Disney World. And we went to Universal, and it was me, my sister, and her. We went to Disney together, and my sister's friend. So we all go in, and we're there for like 10 hours, for a very long time. Too long to be in Universal Studios. But everybody's phone died, right? Obviously, that's going to happen because you're in there for 10 hours. So we get out, and the entire time she's like, I got to charge my phone. I got to talk to my friends, because that's all she does. It's all teenagers do is talk to their friends constantly. And I yell at my sister. I'm like, she should not have a phone talking to people this much. It's bad. So we get into the car, and she goes, I have to charge my phone. I have to charge my phone. And she's just like getting louder and louder and louder and louder. And I turn around and I said, okay, here are the options. We can charge your phone, or we can charge my phone, and then get home, because I don't know how to get home if my phone doesn't work and we can't use my GPS. Which one would you rather? And she just sat back with her arms crossed, and that was it. I didn't hear another word from her until my phone was charged enough and I could give her the charger. And then she was ecstatic. But up until that point, she was just a miserable piece of shit. She's a horrible little 13. Like, 13-year-olds are terrible people.
So terrible. What was the birthday people. Party like with her little friends there?
Yeah, there were a lot of, like, she had, like, a couple of her friends who were, like, her age. And then a lot of my sister's friends' kids who were a little younger.
Okay.
So there's probably like 8 or 9 kids there. And the little ones, I'm cool. I like little kids.
Yeah, yeah. No, little
kids
ones
are great.
Adorable.
Like, I ran
so
them
fun.
All around. We went into the woods. It was great. The 13-year-olds just stuck to their own, like sitting in their room. I don't even
to
know.
Their phones.
Yeah, on their phones.
Snapchat.
I mean, Giggles kids are what? They're 4 and 2?
Oh, yes. So,
yeah.
Oh, so cute.
2 and 4, the perfect age.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What
and
do?
Got iPhones, iPhone 7s. And they both got one.
They both got
and
new ones?
Strap them to their face. VR, you know, VR for hours a day. Keep them in like a different world.
Do they have TVs in your car? Like monitors that they can watch?
No.
No.
No, no. We don't watch out the window.
How we often do you limit things, them you know? To TV during the day?
They get like 30 minutes. To an hour a day.
Oh, you're good.
TV,
that is good.
You know?
Whoa.
Yeah,
nice.
I mean, some days, like, there's been some days where, like, my kids were sick this week, and so we did, you know, a couple movies one day. So they got the shits, man. Like, some stomach bug went around, and everybody got it.
Sounds lovely. Poor little Leo.
Perfect week yeah, awesome, for it.
Yeah. That is rough.
Yeah, Leo totally, like, chucked it. In the bed the other night, he just like threw up. Like, oh man! So it was bad news.
So he threw up in your bed or in his bed?
It happens. No, in our bed.
Ugh.
Oh,
gross!
I know.
Who cleaned
like,
it up?
Honestly,
you know, who cleaned it up? You or Mrs. Giggles?
No, I cleaned it up. Yeah.
Yeah, that
good
makes
for
sense.
You.
Started
makes
it.
Sense.
I was like, I got to take care of this now, because if you don't take care of it when it happens, like, you just can't get back to sleep. And obviously,
well, what are you gonna go back to sleep? I'll deal with that later. I'll deal with that later. That's horrifying. Oh, that's gross. I'll just sleep through it. I haven't had sleep today. I'm gonna sleep. I'll deal with that later. We'll all be crusty when you wake up. Terrible. Terrible.
No, kids. I mean, you gotta get. The thing I love about kids is you got to get shit on your hands. You just don't be afraid to just get like poop on your hands.
Well, you've also had pink eye. You
know. What's that?
You've also had pink eye.
It was true, yeah.
Yeah.
You get eye infections.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah.
So I haven't been able to, you know, usually I could sleep in my contacts, and now I can't for some reason. I have to take my contacts out every night, which is, I guess, what you should do.
Should is.
With the contacts I was wearing, you could sleep in. You know, you go camping or you just like, you know, you wouldn't have to take your contacts out. So now I have to take them out every night or I get a freaking eye, you know.
You got poop in the
poop
eye.
In your eye.
You got poop in the eye.
Poop eye, you know.
Oh, so disgusting.
You're freaking poop eye.
Goddamn poop eye. Terrible. All right, so what is your biggest concern about having kids? Now you're 28 years old, you're married, you're ready to get into adulthood.
It's childbirth.
Oh,
jeez.
I can't imagine that.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I know. I'm talking to two guys here.
I can't imagine that.
Yeah, it's not even, like, sure, I have plenty of concerns about raising them, but, oh, my God, like, I have to squeeze this 10-pound. Like, it's not.
Could be bigger. Could be bigger.
All the babies in my family are fat. It's going to be a
baby.
Big baby.
I mean, what's the ratio of C-sections now to regular births? I feel like it's a lot
higher. I feel like there are
higher.
More C-sections than regular births.
Which I don't, I mean, I get the idea of like a C-section, just cut me open and take it out. But doesn't that have like longer lasting problems? I don't know.
Yeah, with peeing, controlling your pee.
That sounds terrible.
The recovery time, you're in bed a lot longer.
You got your stomach cut open.
Yeah, they take out your organs and put them on a platter, basically.
This is awful.
While they're removing a baby from you.
This is terrible.
Yeah. It terrifies me. And it doesn't make it.
Christine.
Yeah. What?
No, sorry, I'm
What happened? You're getting...
Sorry. I can't hear you.
I know, he's getting broken up. We got bad service in this angle.
Yeah,
they
bad.
Shifted the studio
I think
around.
I got bad service. I think I need to get... Yeah.
Yeah. I know. You do need to get better service. It's never been this bad, though. Like, you're really broken up, and I could barely see you, and, like, your audio is a little lower than usual. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe we investigate this next week because we got only 4 minutes left. But what was your question? You had a question?
I thought he was going to give me childbirth wisdom.
Did you have child? This is the last show. This is our last show.
This is the last show. No, I did have childbirth. You know, not advice because a man can't birth advice. But I got to pat my woman on the back because she had both of our kids naturally.
Whoa!
So without drugs.
Whoa!
Which is. I mean, I think even just having a kid, you know, with a C-section or whatever, you know, natural or with a epidural, whatever you do, just get a healthy kid, you know? Everybody's
yeah,
got
true.
Their own plan. But my wife, folks, for both of us, awesome watching that sort of woman, you know.
You're breaking up, buddy.
I'm breaking up?
You're breaking up. Slow it down. Try it again. Slow it down.
Where'd you lose you?
I don't know. With your,
you're saying your wife was awesome, basically.
Yeah. She had natural childbirth? I didn't know she had natural childbirth.
Wow.
Yeah, totally.
That's crazy.
Good for her.
Crazy.
Were you there watching the whole time, or were you just there for the end of it?
Oh no, I was in it from the get go.
Oh,
from
my
the
God.
Contractions, you know.
Oh, good for you.
Great. I mean, you know. Yeah, it's good.
Okay,
good stuff.
I'm a little less scared, maybe. I don't know.
I would still be scared. I would still be frightened. What are they doing over here?
Well, let me know. I'll give you any advice all the time. You know.
So when do you want to have a kid? When
oh, not now. Oh, geez. No, no.
Not anytime soon.
Yeah. No, a couple years from now. Yeah. But, I mean, still, like, it's on our minds.
Sure.
My brother-in-law and his wife are expecting a baby. Their kid's coming in May, probably. So.
You're 28.
Yeah.
Have a couple of years where you and the husband have some fun, go travel a bunch.
Yeah.
You know, because Mike doesn't travel anymore. Like, he doesn't go anywhere.
He has poop in his eye.
He's got poop
like
in his eye. He can't even sleep with his contacts in anymore. All right, so Christina's here. She's going to start her show Saturday, and it's Lady, what's it called again?
The Badass Lady Folk of Brooklyn.
Badass Lady Folk of Brooklyn. She's going to be interviewing a cool, badass lady folk every week. Saturday's at what time?
2 to 3.
2 to 3.
Yeah.
It's perfect time.
Yep.
It's perfect time. You're going to wake up from a hangover and be like, I want to listen to some cool-ass ladies. And that's what you do. And then later, next week we start 7 o'clock. Are you ready for that?
I'm ready, man.
All right.
We got a guest.
We do?
Anybody. With Project Explorer.
Oh, yeah. He's coming in next week?
I got somebody.
I love it.
Jenny.
Yeah. All right.
Jenny.
So next week, we're not at 11. We're at 7.
We're at 7.
I'm going to say it again. We're not at 11. We're at 7. So.
Sundays
still. 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock. Not 11.
So is there the same time?
Is that 7? What?
Replay show.
Replay show. Replay show changed. Well, still Wednesdays, but it's at 9 to 10 now, which is great because it's drive time. It's drive time, yeah. Morning time.
Yeah.
That's early for you, though. That's like, what, 7 to 8?
Oh, all right. I'm up 7 to 8.
Yeah. So there you go. Our show's 7 to 8 Sundays. Christine's is 2 to 3 at Saturdays.
Uh-huh.
And that's it. Does anybody want to say anything else?
Chin up, America.
Chin up. Did you have fun?
Yeah, I did.
Good.